We're doing Gemara Brachos, and we're up to the Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amru Le Rabanan, the fourth line. The rabbi said, Le Rabamnuna Zute, to Rabamnuna Minor, they said, in Bilula de Mar Breid Ravina, at the wedding of Mar Breid Ravina, Lishrilan Mar. Rabbi, sing for us. Give us a song. Amar Lehu, so he said to them the following song. Vailan demitnin, vailan demitnin. Woe to us, we're going to die. Woe to us, we're going to die. Oh boy, what a song for a wedding.
You have that
turn
on the sword?
No. Amrile, actually I do, but I don't know where it comes from. Meaning my grandfather, he should live and be well, he sang it this way. And he sang it this way, I think, in the name of Rav Salant, but I don't know where Rav Salant got it from. So I don't know. Amale anan maneni batrach. So they said to him, and what should we answer when we when you sing that? Amalehu hei Torah dehei mitzvah demignu alan. Where are the Torah and mitzvahs that should protect us? He felt they were getting out of hand at the wedding, so they wanted a song. So he gave them a song that would remind them, hey, life ain't perfect just yet. You can't get so wild as though everything's just perfect. You have a base amigdash, you're doing everything you should be doing. No. So this is what we discussed. Is that Ba'olam Hazeh? Is that the way to read it? Or is it Bizman Hazeh? That you're out in exile. Is it Bizman Hazeh even without exile? Or is it so that's Amachlokas Rishonim. The Tur, the Ramban, say it's only in the time of exile. The Shulchan Aruch goes like Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's throughout this world, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And that fits, because it's a pasuk of David HaMelech, Shneimar, Az Yimalei Schok Pinu, Ulshoneinu Rina. When is it that we'll be able to fill our mouths with happiness and song? Eimatai Bizman Shemuv Agri Migdir Hashem Lasot Yimele. When the nations will say, ah, look at what a great thing Hashem did for these people. So, Rav Yochanan teaches that today you're not supposed to get so wild when you laugh and you're happy. You could be happy, you should be happy. You could laugh and you should laugh. But there's a certain limit. You don't go to the extreme in happiness and laughter because life just ain't perfect yet. We're missing a Beis HaMikdash. Things are not the way they should be. And that should be reflected. Even when I'm happy, it's not perfect. אמרו עליו על ריש לקיש שמימיו לא מלא שחוק פיו בעולם הזה מכי שמעם רבי יוחנן רבי. ריש לקיש never laughed a full laugh from the day he heard this from his Rebbe רבי יוחנן. Now here there's an important Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah on this concept of אזי מלא שחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is in the back on the riff. So he says top of page Chafalfam and Beis.
That's from Benching, that's why.
Right. So he says, some want to say it's because of the Churban, but when you have a Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to. You're allowed to laugh as much as you want. So he said, then what does it mean, Bolam Hazeh? It should just say Mishkar of Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Bolam Hazeh. So he says, you see, it has nothing to do with the Churban. It's a question of Olam Hazeh. Because when a person gets out of hand in his happiness, and then he's not focused on his responsibilities in life, there has to be a certain balance. You should be happy, but to a degree. But then, and this is the point I wanted you to see, he says, it's not only because of the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Ozi Malei Schok Pinu? When is everything going to be so perfect? That's when we'll have the final salvation, and then we'll be happy, because our happiness will be a reflection of the wondrous things Hashem did for us. And the response that the pasuk says, Yomru HaGoyim Igdil Hashem Nasot Imele, is when it'll be a reaction to the happiness. Meaning, when I'm not happy, Hashem does a miracle of me and I'm not happy, so I'm taking away from the Pirsumei Nisa. The Rabbein Yonah calls it Pirsumei Nisa, so that's a big concept, that there's Pirsumei Nisa to the world. Ordinarily, we think of Pirsumei Nisa as our own Pirsumei Nisa. So really, it's a Machlokas Rishonim in Shabbos. What's Rigla de Tarmudoi? It says you can light your Hanukkah candles until the Talmudoi stop selling wood. Who are the Talmudoi? So Rashi learns it's a nation. It's not talking about Jews. So you could say the Pirsumei Nisa isn't to them, the Talmudoi. The Pirsumei Nisa is to the Jews who are going out to buy wood from them. Fine. But here the Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says there's an idea of Pirsumei Nisa to the nations. And what's the Pirsumei Nisa? When you show that you're happy with the good that Hashem did for you. So 200 missiles landed in the south over the last 3 days. And we've had miracle upon miracle. Mamash, I don't know if you guys are following the news. It's like phenomenal. But you know, if we take it in stride and we make it like, yeah, sure, of course, 200 missiles land and nothing happens. Yeah, that's normal. So we're diminishing the Pirsumei Nisa. We should not do that. We have to stand up and make a holiday. We have to stand up and say, look at what a beautiful thing Hashem did for us. And that's part of the Pirsumei Nisa. It's our responsibility. And that's the idea behind Megillas Tanis as well. That the rabbis instituted Yom Tov Min Bayis Sheni so that people will have an appreciation to be able to say, look, Hashem did a wondrous thing to us. I never understood until now. I see the miracles that have been happening, mamash, before our eyes. And the world keeps flowing. Like, yeah, that's normal, sure. Every other country gets 200 missiles fired at it over a weekend and no one gets hurt. That's like, yeah, sure. But it's not.